Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Isaac, and I'm a sophomore in high school, 15 years old, and I enjoy photography as well as doing hurdles and track. I don't talk often, but when I do, I tend to talk to people in my own age group. I don't step out of my comfort zone at all. And it can be hard to be seen when there are age barriers in place, or at least that's how I see it. When those age barriers are broken, that's when I feel seen. When people come to me and talk to me, if they're older or younger, it doesn't even have to be about anything specifically interesting, just like, how's school going, or how's track going? And that makes me feel seen. It makes me feel like I matter more than just to the people that I am similar in age with. School is much different, though. I'm only thinking about my homework or the next class I'm going to if I have everything ready for it. And I don't notice the people who are passing me in the hallway this way. I don't notice the people in front of me or behind me. I only care about what I have to do, what I have to do to work. That's why church is a place where I can feel seen more often. I don't have to worry about homework or schoolwork. I can worry about that later. And I can truly feel seen and heard. So I took some pictures to kind of show you the difference between how I feel when there are age barriers in place. And this one, I feel, I say I'm the flower. I don't feel seen right now. I am being restricted by age barriers until next one, where I feel seen in conversation. Like, I can truly feel like I matter to someone instead of just being part of the background. Like, I actually am a part of their life right now. And the third one, I feel like this is how God sees everything. He sees everybody, regardless of our age barriers or social awkwardness or whatever. I think, wouldn't it be great if we could all see each other like God sees us? Thank you.
Hi, good morning. My name is Juliana, and I would say I am in eighth grade, and I will be in eighth grade next year still. But I'm kind of talking more about how youth are seen and heard, and how they are not, more of my experience about it. So I feel like youth in general are a lot more heard, I feel like, this century than last century. I mean, obviously, but the world has just changed a lot, and youth are just more in the spotlight. We're more prominent. We're more seen, and we're heard, and we're listened to. And I know that about myself too. I know that adults listen to me, and that they see me and hear me. Not all the times, but I know that they do. And although sometimes I do find myself kind of sinking into the background or something when other adults start talking about what, you know, their troubles, the budget, all that kind of stuff, I don't feel like I should join in on that conversation. It's not like I'm not worthy enough. It's just because maybe I do kind of want to know more, but I feel like they might think, oh, you're a kid. You don't know about this. You're not supposed to join in on those conversations, like an invisible rule that we're just supposed to kind of sit there and not say anything. And at 4-H, though, I'm in 4-H Club. My 4-H leader, I really respect and admire her a lot, and she always lets me and my club members do all the work. She lets us organize and plan events, and she just likes us when we figure things out. I mean, she will step in and help us when we need it, but she always prefers it when we do it ourselves. I feel very seen and heard by her, and she just makes me feel like I'm an adult and like I'm responsible. And yeah, and I know people hear and see me here at North Valley, and North Valley has made me feel very good about myself, and I feel like I'm loved, heard, and seen here. I know youth are very heard and seen here. I've noticed that a lot. I love it when I see, you know, the kids dancing in the aisle to the music, and the adults always stopping to talk to kids or make jokes with them. And it's just we're all one. We're not. There's no really. I just don't feel any barrier. I love the community here, and I'm so glad that I'm a part of it. I always feel especially seen and heard by Eric Muir and Shauna. When I'm around them, they always show me attention. They always show every kid attention, the right amount. No one really goes ignored in their presence. And, of course, my parents, they always shower me with attention because that's what they're supposed to do. And I really love them. So, yeah, and I'm very grateful that I got to come up here and share this with you guys, and I'm glad you guys listened to me, so thank you.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I am an 8th grader. This community has helped me learn to listen. I have been to North Valley since I was born, and I am known here. Often I am in the hallway, and someone will stop me and start a conversation. This doesn't always happen at school or youth group. The relationships I have here are important. I have noticed that when adults and peers connect through a relationship with me, it encourages me to be that kind of person to others, friends, people at school, or younger people in the church. Because of these relationships, I feel like I am an important part of North Valley. I remember one time I was in the early childhood classroom. There were a bunch of pillows piled in the corner. Ada was sitting back in that cozy spot and playing with her stuffed animals. I sat down next to her and started playing too. A little bit later, Ezra came and we all played stuffed animals together. When their parents came, they didn't want to leave because they were having too much fun. This made me feel special, like I was a part of their life. I realized that day how important I am to the little kids and that I actually do help make a difference in their life. Recently, I was babysitting two little girls. It was a long night, and the parents came home late. I was putting the girls to sleep, but they were taking a long time. So I went into the bedroom, and I sat on the floor. I looked up song lyrics and began to sing. I sang songs I learned here, like Peace Be Still and I Am Not Alone. Whenever I stopped singing, the girls would say, "Sing another one." Finally, when the baby finally fell asleep, I went into the living room. I heard her crying, "Mommy, Mommy, I need you. Where are you?" I went back in to comfort her until she fell asleep. Then I walked back out. Two more times she cried, "Mommy, Mommy," and I went back in to comfort her. The last time she called, "Emma, Emma, I need you." I went in and said, "Aw, I need you too." Then she said, "Emma, I love you." This made me feel special, and it helped me realize that it's not only the kids at North Valley that I have learned to listen to, but others as well. By playing and loving these kids, I have learned how to listen. I had to learn to listen to these small people and understand what they want and need. Because of hearing these children, I have been able to listen for God in my daily life.
My name is Asher. most of you know me already. When I like to be noticed a lot. Most of the time, I enjoy having people's company. I enjoy comforting other people. I enjoy playing with other people. But sometimes, I don't really want to be noticed. And then I go to my room, and I just listen to my story and just wait. And then usually in a couple hours, I'm ready to get back up and start playing again. So, but sometimes when I do want to be noticed, and then I feel like other people aren't getting my attention, or I'm not getting other people's attention, well, I don't really like it. Let's see, when I have a story. When I was 3, I think, my mom took me to Fred Meyer. When we were living at the camp, to Knox Jones camp, my mom took me to Fred Meyer, and you know, and they have a playground there for younger kids while their mom were shopping, but it was only a little time, like a little bit that we were going, and I really wanted to go play, right? And so, but mom said no. And by the time we walked back, we were walking back to the car. She was almost dragging me because I was like wanting to go back. So I feel like that is a good example about me wanting to be heard most of the time. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Elsie, and I'm a senior at Newburgh High School. So in case you hadn't picked up yet, today we are exploring the themes about when in our lives we feel seen and heard, and when in our lives we feel invisible. So I am going to share a little bit about one of the communities that's been a really significant part of my life. It's a place where I truly do feel seen and heard, which I think is significant because, I don't know, if you think back to your high school experience, I think high school can be an atmosphere where it's really easy to feel invisible. As many of you know, I have been really involved in the theater department at my school over the past 4 years. My involvement in theater has probably been the most influential part of my high school career. It has really helped shape me into who I am today. It's helped my confidence grow. It's helped my self-esteem grow. It's given me amazing lifelong friends, and I am very thankful for that. It's been really wonderful to be a part of that community and to get the chance to learn and grow together with my peers. Looking back, we've all come a really long ways over the past 4 years, and I think it's really great that we got to do that together. My community within the theater department is so, so important to me because it's one of the very, very few places in my life where I feel like I am allowed to be my full, complete, authentic self. My value is not just about whether or not I'm a good actor or my leadership skills or anything like that. I do feel like all of me is seen, and all of me is valued. We all like to joke in the theater department that if you are a part of the theater department, you don't really get to have secrets or a private life at all. Chances are, if you tell more than 2 people anything, just like everyone knows, you just gotta assume that. And we do joke about this, but it does hold a little bit of truth, which can be annoying. However, I find it amazing and refreshing that there's this group of people that I get to be a part of that is so willing to be vulnerable with each other and to share our lives with each other. And most importantly, I feel like I am loved and valued because of who I am and what I bring, all of my authentic self, and not just in spite of it. I think vulnerability can be really terrifying. I think we as humans, we really crave acceptance. And so to be vulnerable and to risk rejection can be really scary. And so for me, the fact that I'm seen as my whole self and that I am loved and celebrated, that has been an immense blessing for me. I think that the theater department is exactly where I needed to be and where I needed to spend my last 4 years. And now, as graduation is getting closer, I'm struggling with how to move on from that. I'm still trying to figure out how to move on from a community that has shaped me and loved me and seen me so well. And that's really hard for me, and I think that's okay. It's hard, but I'm okay sitting in that place of unknowing and still trying to figure it out. But there is definitely also a part of me that's really ready for change. And as scary as it is, I'm really looking forward to seeing what this next year brings. And to see what communities I get to be a part of, even though that risk is scary and that vulnerability is scary, I'm really looking forward for this next year. So we are going to transition into a time of open worship. As we transition into this time, I really encourage you to think about your life and when and where in your life, where do you feel seen and heard the most? And where do you feel invisible? So I encourage you to think about those things as we transition into this time of open worship.